The ABC has learned that in a bid to keep its whaling fleet afloat in the Antarctic, Japan has begun injecting a new taxpayer-funded subsidy into the program. It's believed the so-called Profitable Fisheries Program is helping to keep the whale fleet's debts at bay and to help refit the ageing flagship. Critics say the new subsidy is proof that Japan will continue to prop up its whaling program, no matter how unprofitable it is. North Asia correspondent Mark Willisey reports from Tokyo.
With the Japanese fleet now entering Antarctic waters, the annual whale wars are again expected to flare any day. And with militant Sea Shepherd activists triumphant in all but scuppering the fleet's catch over the past few years, the Japanese have pumped more money into its so-called scientific research missions. Some of the money has come from funds set aside for rebuilding communities shattered by the 2011 tsunami. And now it appears more cash has come from a new taxpayer-funded subsidy, known as the Profitable Fisheries Fund. Junko Sukuma is an investigative journalist. This subsidy is supposed to help fishermen in financial trouble, she says. Now it's propping up the unprofitable whaling fleet, and if they keep running a loss, they won't even have to pay it back, she adds. Documents seen by the ABC suggest this subsidy has already been used to partly refit the whaling fleet's mothership, the Nishin Maru, with, among other things, a smoking room and internet connections.
Japan has funneled taxpayer subsidies to prop up a dying industry. This industry is literally dying in the water, and Japanese taxpayers are being forced to foot the bill.
Patrick Ramage is the whale program director at the International Fund for Animal Welfare. Tomorrow, he'll release a report into just how the Japanese whaling industry is propped up financially.
The most important finding of this new report is really three things. First, that whaling is an economic loser in the 21st century. Second, that the Japanese people have lost their appetite for whale meat. And third, that whale watching, rather than whale killing, is the economically beneficial whale industry for the 21st century.
Even the strongest supporters of whaling here in Japan are pessimistic about the future of the hunt, especially with the government forced to pump in more subsidies into the fleet to keep it afloat. Masayuki Komatsu is a former Japanese delegate to the International Whaling Commission and one of the architects of the country's so-called scientific research program. He warns that the injection of this new subsidy is a sign that the program is in big trouble.
And it's not sustainable, right? How long can you, can you get such money from the government? Everybody likes money, particularly other people's money.
And if the whaling program is to stay afloat, it will be on a sea of other people's money, namely that of the Japanese taxpayer. This is Mark Willisey in Tokyo for AM.